This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab some silence.
Days ago, U.S. Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James told Sputnik regarding the 50 to 70 B-61 tactical gravity nuclear bombs stored at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, "We do have nuclear weapons, and those nuclear weapons are safe and secure, and we are confident in that." Now, Debka is reporting the United States has begun secretly evacuating the tactical nuclear weapons it had stockpiled at the southern Turkish air base of Incirlik and is transporting them to U.S. bases in Romania. Is this a reaction to the failed coup, or is there a larger strategy at play here? As this reaction finally comes after the worst foreign policy administration in U.S. history remained quiet as power was cut to the Incirlik Air Base and was put on lockdown while hordes of Turkish protesters gathered outside the base over the purported CIA link to the recent coup attempt, a link that winds its way back to Fethullah Gulen and his movement. The same Gulen who is protected by the Obama administration and maintains a charter school empire in the United States that has angered labor unions while siphoning money from the American taxpayers through those charter schools to fund his movement. The results of the failed coup in Ankara, Turkey that claimed 294 lives and saw thousands arrested has awarded President Erdogan unlimited dictatorial control over his country. The New York Times reported Turkey said on Wednesday that it would empty its prisons of tens of thousands of criminals to make room for the wave of journalists, teachers, lawyers, and judges rounded up in connection with last month's failed coup. Numerous sources are now confirming that the Incirlik nukes are being moved to the Develescu Air Base in Romania. Meanwhile, 2,000 NATO troops have conducted airborne training operations in Poland, while Obama pledged 1,000 extra troops to Poland. Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging Erdogan to pick a side as the proxy situation in Ukraine, funded by the United States.
"We've invested over $5 billion to assist Ukraine in these and other goals that will ensure a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine."
Is it possible that the majority of the civilian casualties that you're talking about were actually civilian casualties that were the victims of the Ukrainian army and the oligarch that financed one-third of their army at one point? Is that possible?
If I could say two things. First, I think it's highly unlikely on the basis of the reports that we've received from the United Nations and from the OSCE. Second, I want to underscore again why this conflict started. It started because Russia moved troops weapons and so forth.
Just so you know, Madam Secretary, the Russians would suggest it started when there was a violent overthrow of an elected government.
Right. I don't make it a point of listening to President Putin's claims as a general rule. I don't find
that credible. Well, I think that if you are our representative, you should pay attention to everybody's claims, and you should refute them if they can be refuted rather than dismissing them.
And quarterbacked by George Soros, an escalation now forcing Putin's hand as 40,000 Russian troops are now sitting on the Ukraine's eastern border. Our media and government should be working to de-escalate this nuclear powder keg with rational reporting and diplomacy. However, Obama golfs, Hillary thumbs her nose at Putin, and George Soros sways public opinion to lead the world to the razor's edge of World War III, just in time to hijack the U.S. presidential election. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Powerful report. If you want to share it, it's posted on Infowars.com. World War III ramps up in time to hijack the election. We've had nuclear weapons now for 65, almost 70 years. We haven't had a nuclear war yet, so a lot of people think it's impossible, even though most top analysts say that it's more probable now than ever and is basically unsurvivable for the human race. But we've got generations of people that have not been in a major war that kills tens of millions of people, so they think they're immune from it. World War II killed more than 65 million people. But Americans think it can't happen here. Big broadcast lined up today. Strap yourselves in. I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then we have the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, and I return, as I did last night, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday Global Edition. Where to begin? Southern Command, we told you about this 2 years ago, but now it's mainstream news, warns of Sunni, that means Al-Qaeda, ISIS, infiltrating from the south. It's ongoing. Bill Gertz is reporting. We're also going to be getting into Trump leads Clinton in latest poll after a month of trailing. But that's with a poll that still is basically stilted if you look at the methodology against Trump. Assassination attempt, panic for Julian Assange as intruder scales Ecuadorian embassy in the dead of night going towards his window. Narrowly escapes the security forces. Isn't that just special? And massive news on attempts to censor the free press. This all ties into that. I have a whole stack on that issue that is now really rearing its festering head. Hillary voter registration fraud caught on camera. Paul Joseph Watson wrote a story, and we have the video of a Democratic Party staffer caught on camera violating Nevada election law by soliciting votes for Hillary Clinton right out front polling place. Also, we're going to be getting into Louisiana man calls out Black Lives Matter for not helping flood victims. Where's the Black Lives Matter boat? There's plenty of Salvation Army boats and Christians of all colors out there helping their fellow humans, but it doesn't matter. Obama has put out a memo saying make sure there's no racism in Louisiana in the aid delivery, even though he's not rendering any aid, and even though he's on vacation, or I guess ended his vacation last night. Hillary's not coming either, but it doesn't matter. NPR and CNN, I played the clips yesterday, they're very upset with Trump for going. It's bad. It's good to not go. It's bad to go. Unless you're George Bush, then it's bad to go and render aid, but he didn't do it right. It's just best to do nothing. That's liberal. That's trendy. And issue an anti-racism memo, and you've handled everything. Total and complete disconnect. We're going to be going over all these videos today. Also, another video, leftists support blacks only 10% tax reduction. So form of reparations. This just shows what's going on with the poor Californians. Also, Trump crowd chants, do your job at CNN crew. People asked a few weeks ago, why did Drudge link to a short video of someone saying, you're a traitor, I'm a patriot, you're a traitor, I'm a patriot, at Trump rally to CNN? To start a movement to call out the whore media. Now, Drudge didn't tell me that. I'm kind of synced up just on common sense wavelength. And now this is happening everywhere as people turn their anger on to mainstream media, CNN being chief amongst them. This is the traitor media, the Decepticon media, the collaborator media. And I don't want any violence against them. But it's time to understand that they need to be called out. People don't need to just let them sit there and play along like they're objective when they're such deceivers. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, any of these groups, if they're out in public at an event, have your voice be heard. How many times have I personally hijacked live TV programs of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC? I've been arrested for doing it in New York. They're outside. I bring a protest to protest the fact that they're covering up the lie that got us into the Iraq war. I just go after injustice. It's that simple. And, of course, MSNBC famously in Denver attacked me, cut the wire of my bullhorn because the police wouldn't violate my free speech and take the bullhorn away. So they physically attacked us. We just went and got another bullhorn out of the truck and absolutely defeated them. So that's what this is all about, going after the media so they just can't sit there with their audiences and deceive them, because we're going to be jumping in live on air any chance we can to culturally jam their operations. So that's coming up as well. Bill Gates' net worth hits a record $90 billion. That's not counting the $100 billion or so that he and his wife have put tax-exempt into their foundation. They call him the greatest philanthropist ever. What he did was make his money tax-free. The profit goes to him, and the taxes are zero. But only a mega robber baron is allowed to do that, not you. Only the big mega corporations get to pay zero tax. That's how they operate. That's how they roll. While he and Warren Buffett, his partner in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he's put, what, 60-something billion in last time I checked, he lobbies for higher taxes on the middle class all day, billing it as higher taxes on rich people. We're going to be breaking that down as well. We have Obama readies one last push for Trans-Pacific Partnership. We also have that tying in to Brexit sparks rush for New Zealand as immigration inquiries hit record high. Yeah, that's where everybody's evacuating to. After shakeup with Trump, Clinton campaign keeps wary eye on conspiracy theories. That's the New York Times. When Judicial Watch and WorldNet Daily, the Western Journalism Center, sued to get thousands of pages of documents a few years ago, I keep going back to that because it's a key data dump. When they sued the Clinton Library in Little Rock, they got thousands of pages of documents. And in those documents, some of which they published, it says, anyone that criticizes us will be called a conspiracy theorist or a racist. It doesn't matter if they're liberal, conservative. We never intellectually debate. Instruct the media to say conspiracy theory. And they go into how the CIA trained them, basically in the 60s, to use that term. That term is from the 60s. It's been declassified. You could say that you don't like, again, the flavor of ice cream, and they'll say it's a conspiracy theory. It is a way to just ignore whatever your view is, whatever your opinion is, and not have a debate. It doesn't work anymore. Just the last week, I have seen more than 20, in fact, we should do a compilation video, medical doctors, sometimes head professors, brain surgeons, neurologists, radiologists, the list goes on and on, saying Hillary Clinton clearly has serious degraded neurological capacity. I mean, I'm not a brain surgeon or a neurologist, but you can see somebody sitting at a bus stop that their hands are shaking and their head shaking and say, that person's probably got Parkinson's. And if you walk over and ask them, they'll say, yeah, I got Parkinson's or some other neurological disorder. Bill Clinton clearly is starting to get Parkinson's with his hand shaking, and he's clearly on medication to try to control it. But Hillary looks like a bedraggled old shoe on the side of the highway. I mean, I'm sorry. And she looks worse by the day. So we've got all these other new medical doctors coming out talking about it. But the response is to just say it's a conspiracy theory and to say that Trump listens to Breitbart and Alex Jones and Drudge. And so no one can listen to them anymore. Now, before I get into that doctor clip, let's get into Trump taking the gloves off. Trump has come out and said that the Clinton campaign is run by grifters and that Wiener is a perverted sleaze, which is absolutely true. And the Democratic Party at that level are con artist grifters. Remember Acorn, where they would send their undercover reporters into multiple Acorn facilities saying, I'm going to run child sex slaves. And they're like, excellent. Just make sure they pay their taxes. Let us sign you up right now. Because that's what the Democrats do. They run the cocaine. They run the heroin. They run the synthetic drugs. They run the sex slavery. They run it all in the cities they control. And that's why the Democratic cities they control are hellish pits. And it's time to call them out for what they are. Let's go ahead and roll that clip of Donald.
To be honest with you, with the emails and the crimes she committed, she shouldn't even be allowed to run for president.
Mr. Trump, let's talk about her email scandal, because she totally threw Colin Powell under the bus. She was meeting with the FBI, and she said that Colin Powell told her to use her personal email server. So she's blaming it all on him. He was in the Hamptons over the weekend, was asked about it, and he said that is a total lie. He said she was using that email for 1 year before he told her that he had been doing the same thing.
Well, look, she's a liar. I mean, she lies. She lied about the email. She lied about Colin Powell. I saw that. He was not happy. And it's the whole thing is a scam with them. Everything is a scam. Like grifters.
Paul Sperry had a column over the weekend about Uma Abedin and her mom. Evidently, they had a Journal of Muslim Minority Affairs going. It's a journal. She was had a title with the journal. She wrote for this journal. And you know what? Basically, their message is as anti-woman as you can get. You understand they were talking about how it's better for a woman to be subservient to a man. It goes on and on and on. And today, the Clinton camp answered and said her name was just on there. She didn't really do anything. She had no formal role, as the exact quote of the Radical Muslim Journal.
And her mom's the editor, is that right, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, of course, that's terrible and it shouldn't happen and it's a lie. It's another lie that they tell. But what about the fact that Uma Abedin, who knows every single thing about Hillary Clinton, she knows more about Hillary than Hillary knows, and she's married to a pervert sleaze named Anthony Weiner, who will send anything that he has out over Twitter or any other form of getting it out. I mean, she's married to Anthony Weiner. She knows everything that Hillary Clinton is doing, and she's married.
Absolutely.
To
Let's go ahead and cut him off there, because I want to add something as we got a break here. When you understand how Wahhabist Sunnis work, the royal houses and the people in charge do whatever they want. And the ruling women live in palaces and have their own sex toys and, you know, their own boyfriends and their own helicopters. And they have long hair and they wear big dresses and they do whatever they want. It's the women in general that are enslaved, and the men are enslaved as well. But the upper ruling classes do whatever they want. So that's why Khan founded a journal to enforce Sharia law in America. So, of course, he works with the Clintons and Abedin. This is how they enslave their own people. It's an oppressive slave system, political Islam. It's a fact. And it's waging war against every other culture, the Shiites, you name it. It is taking over. And so that's why Abedin is such a disgusting, horrible person. She'd be executed in Saudi Arabia.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. Did I mention Gary Haven, one of my favorite guests, who was in studio with us last week, is going to be in studio with Steve Quayle in studio for 2 hours. They just did a little tour around the country. We had a camera crew with them going around setting the brush fires, warning folks about the New World Order, including going on the big, you know, national Christian broadcasting channels. And that's a big deal because one of the biggest audiences out there is on Christian radio and Christian satellite TV. So the fact that Haven and Quail and others are now going on those channels is a very, very positive thing to warn people about exactly what's really going on. This message of exposing the globalist has gone mainstream. And I don't give ourselves the credit because I even want the credit. Historically, people need to understand that InfoWars has been at the heart of the resistance. And the only reason I tell you that is so you understand what you've done. Supporting this broadcast, spreading the word, standing up, being ridiculed, going to the PTA, going to your church, calling into talk radio, starting your own blog, handing out copies of films, praying for America to awaken. Everything you've done, the rallies you've gone to, I'm talking about folks that were doing this 50 years ago in some cases that are listening. You know who you are. I want to salute you. In fact, I want to get Red Beckman back on. He's super old, like 90 years old now, Air Force vet, World War II vet. No one knew the Federal Reserve was private when that guy was exposing it 55, 60 years ago. Look how far we've come. And Red Beckman, last time I talked to him last year, is still all there. And again, it's not about giving credit. He wouldn't want the credit. But it shows how far we've come to this point. So people shouldn't get too down. Because what we're talking about is now the zeitgeist. It's gone from guys out in the wilderness that nobody was listening to. People think I was out in the wilderness 20-something years ago talking about this. I'd open the phones up and half the callers were saying I was crazy. Well, you try 30, 40 years ago. How about all the callers saying you're crazy and not caring because you know you're doing the right thing? I'm going to cover news in the next segment and get into the latest on Hillary's health and so much more and a bunch of clips. But first off, since I was mentioning this, here's just a stack that illustrates the type of censorship that's going on right now and how it's ramping up. Because they have to now act like naked tyrants because they are naked tyrants and their agenda is being destroyed by the truth. Sunday Express, assassination attempt, panic for Julian Assange as intruder scales Ecuadorian embassy wall. An attempted break-in at the Ecuadorian embassy where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is living was foiled this morning. Security was scrambled. He's got to release the intel now. I'm telling you, folks, an airplane's going to crash in the building. Something's going to happen. They've got microwave guns they can cook him with. Security was scrambled at the London building, sparking international concern. Assange was the target of an intruder. A statement was put out by WikiLeaks this morning. It stated 16 minutes ago at 2:47 a.m., a cat burglar scaled the side window of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, fled after being caught by security. That's where he's been hiding out for years. Now, let's tie that into this next story. New York Times tech columnist calls for Google openly to hide Hillary health info. Talk about racketeering. They won't even list Trump as a political candidate till they got caught doing it. They're doing everything they can to game the statistics. When criminal stuff comes out about her, they bury it. They have daily meetings with Google. Hillary and the White House as well meet with Google more than anyone. That is admitted. And see, they can't hide this now, so they just throw it out your face. And the UN is handed control of the internet and domain names and taking websites down and copyright control outside of law October 1st under TPP. Oh, but who cares about TPP? Obama said, you down with me? It's all cute and funny, isn't it? So this is all happening right now. Meanwhile, Giuliani comes out, and I said he thinks Hillary looks very, very tired. She looks sick. Yeah, no kidding. And we've got another top doctor you can add to the list that is coming out and saying that she looks like she's got very serious health problems and needs to have an independent panel review her health, just as Dr. Steve Pachinik said here 2 weeks ago. The top doctor at Rutgers University, Professor of Medicine Bob Lahida, said that concerns over Hillary Clinton's health are not a conspiracy theory, but Hillary said they were, and that Clinton should be assessed by an impartial panel of physicians. That's what they do when you're being insured for, you know, a large amount of insurance. You don't just go see a nurse and a doctor. A whole panel looks at you. That's if you're, say, getting $50 million in insurance. But not when you're about to be the president of the United States and are falling down and look like you're completely insane, but it's okay because the New York Times says they're keeping their eye on Trump's conspiracy theories. That means questioning known liars because they control reality. They're history's actors.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We're going to plunge straight back into the news here in just a moment. First off, this broadcast is listener-supported. About 80%. We have some sponsors, obviously, but about 80% of this news organization is funded by the direct sales of high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And we have assembled thousands of the very best high-quality items at the lowest prices in many cases, but always competitive, and your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com make our broadcast possible. We are going to get some more of this in a few weeks, but we are going to sell out of this any time now. Living Defense is very hard to source. It is a harmful organism, a cleansing dietary supplement with scores of known herbs and plant extracts that have been used by cultures all over the world to get rid of harmful organisms in the gut, in the stomach, in the body. Living Defense is amazing, and I am personally doing a cleanse with Living Defense right now. This is good for yourself. It's good for your children, good for the whole family. But obviously, talk to your health care provider before you do it. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, we have sold out of almost all of my inventory of my 20-plus films that were on DVD. We have a few of my films left, but we're having to collate and look at which specials we can offer right now. So when you get Amerageddon, the new $5 million budget film that's a fictional account of an EMP, globalist, UN false flag attack, produced by Gary Haven and, of course, Mike Norris, this film is excellent. One copy is $19.95. You can get a second copy for $19.95. Then you get a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver absolutely free when you get two of the films. And then it's great to donate to the library, donate to a school. It's a professional film. It's got a lot of big actors. Myself, I'm in it, playing an evil senator. It's really a powerful film. Fox and Friends said, "What happens when government turns against you? Ultimate political thriller. All Americans should prepare for this type of situation." Fox and Friends. Here's Alex Jones. This is to say, a powerful tool in the information war to really help wake people up and rally patriots in the cause of freedom and justice. So I would, again, ask people to get the film, support the broadcast, support independent patriot cinema with the film Amerageddon, the Special Director Producers Edition. Now, it's actually going to come out still in about another week or two. This is taking time to get finished up in the factories. We got the first installment of the DVDs. They're doing a second run right now that's done on Wednesday. So quite frankly, we might sell out in a few days, but then it'll just be backordered for a week, and then it'll finally hit stores. We are the exclusive place to get it. But if you order right now, we've got that first run in. As we speak, you'll be able to get it quicker than other folks because it's very, very popular. People want to have this in their archives. They want to have it in their own personal library. With all the censorship coming in, with all the internet control, it's more important than ever to archive the internet, to save films, to have a database of information to wake others up, because this information is only going to get more powerful if they go to the next phase of tyranny and actually try to start curtailing free speech, which don't think they won't try. We're trying to stop them. We're trying to back them off. Then if we're successful, they'll say, okay, there's been somewhat of a world government, but it didn't totally take over like you said. You're discredited. Oh, I thought there wasn't going to be a world government. I thought the world government's goal wasn't planned austerity. It's all being admitted now, and people are ready to hear the truth. So, a lot of specials on the film Out of the Gates, Amerageddon, at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But you see the censorship of Trump. You see the demonization. You see the attacks. You see the New York Times coming out and saying we've got to shut down this conspiracy culture. It's a globalist conspiracy to set up an unelected planetary government and sign us on to over $2 trillion of fake counterfeit garbage that makes Bernie Madoff look like an angel. George Soros is funding radical Islamicists. They're overthrowing countries. They're starting wars with Russia. These people are out of control like Hitler or the Soviets or something. We have bad megalomaniacs that have hijacked the country. We're fighting back. People are listening. The military is awake. So the globalists are really getting concerned. That's why every video you send out, every DVD you share, every article you share, every podcast stream you share, every YouTube video you share, every video you upload or copy, all of the films I've made, all of the documentaries, all the little news pieces, they're all copyright free for non-commercial educational purposes. I have to keep a limited copyright or people will take them away and say they belong to them. I've actually had folks try that. Oh, there's no copyright. It's mine. You don't own it now. Doesn't work like that. And we've defeated folks in court, by the way, to prove that. So that's how no good deed goes unpunished. But everyone should be airing my films and other films on Access TV. Everybody should be putting them on YouTube and every other video platform. Everybody should be streaming them on Facebook. Everyone should just be blanketing the web with this stuff so that it's hard for them to censor it. That's the answer. They're trying to game things with computers and actuaries and bots. We have to counter it with human intelligence operating in cyberspace, but also hit the streets physically and show how the George Soros, Hillary hired anti-Trump goons are a bunch of lying trash who are the racists and the idiots. That's just one example. We engage them. We show what happens in Chicago, what happens in L.A., what happens in other cities. We show the media lying about who starts the fights. It blows up in their face. They get discredited. They collapse. We just let them lie about stuff. We don't send camera crews out. You don't go out and videotape. You don't upload as a citizen journalist. They win. We lay down. They win. We fight back. We win. We have history. We have the numbers. We have the truth. We have common sense. We have free market. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we got God on our side when we do the right thing. But if we just lay down, Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of tyranny under which man can live? Is there a limit to what tyrants will foist upon the people? And he said, the limit is what good people will put up with. There is no limit. It's like, why would Europe bring in 5 million military-age men, jihadis, 80% military-age men? Why would they engage in all this oppression and raping and killing and craziness? And why would the government arrest people all over Europe that criticized it? Because they want to mount your head on the wall. They don't like you. They have criminal energy. They're allied with anything that will bring down the West. And if you've gone to third world countries, or you've gone to those, it's always strong men, thugs, that rule over everyone, and 90% of the public is in total squalor. That's done by design to control you. So you can be bought for pennies, for just a few rubles, a few shekels, a few euros, a few yuan, a few yen. It's called slavery. And the slave master class is setting up a planetary government right now. And they're so arrogant, they will attempt to foist somebody on the public, like Hillary Clinton, despite her criminal past, despite all of her corruption, despite all of her lies, despite her making Libya a failed state by design, despite her claiming that she was in combat like Brian Williams, they still force feed her. That's their arrogance. But another top doctor, concerns over Hillary's health, not a conspiracy theory, Rutgers University professor of medicine, says Clinton should be assessed by a impartial panel of physicians. What did Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's headed up entire neurological facilities, what did he say? A panel of impartial neurologists and brain surgeons. That's standard. But it's not happening. Instead, the New York Times says it's a conspiracy theory, and Hillary keeps an eye, like she catches us in the cookie jar, like we're hiding, beavering away out here underground. And the New York Times comes out and says it's time to censor her medical info. Don't let anyone see her falling down or shaking or sitting. No, 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 no. They treat us like children. Here's the New York Times. After shakeup by Trump, Clinton camp keeps wary eye on conspiracy theorists. And see, they'll take the strongest stuff we talk about and act like, wait till you see this, we caught them. Like they caught us in something like, they say you need water in the desert. You know, what craziness will they say next? Again, it's all about the arrested development childlike minds of their supporters, where they just strut around in front of them acting like they're in charge and they've got control and they're invincible and they're wonderful. Let's go ahead and play the clip of Professor of Medicine Bob Lahida. Here it is.
This is a very unusual story with Hillary. Two blood clots. She's had this stroke, which is in 2012, where she has a transverse sinus. Very, very rare condition. She hit her head, and they're attributing it to the fact that she hit her head. Then she had a post-concussive syndrome. And if you remember, she was wearing a sunglass at one of the conferences before the Senate, where she had double vision and couldn't see properly. The very fact that she's having these clots and she's had two bouts of thrombosis is concerning, to say the least.
So you do think then that the concerns objectively, no matter where your politics are, the concerns about her stamina and her health are justified because you have a lot in the liberal media saying this is a conspiracy to disqualify her somehow.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. And, you know, you go back to the history of our presidents, and we've had many presidents up until Lyndon Johnson who concealed their health during their campaigns. And it had dire effects for our country, going from Kennedy to Roosevelt, to Woodrow Wilson, whose wife ran the White House for some time. So we have issues here, and I think both candidates should be very forthcoming and have perhaps an impartial panel of physicians review the data and make that kind of a decision before the Americans go to the polls.
Now notice that's relegated to Fox Business now. Used to that be on regular Fox. They're killing Fox now. When I watch it, as a media person, as a person that runs a news organization, I mean, the average person can see it clearly, too, but I can see what's being loaded in the teleprompters. I can tell the people have horrible looks on their faces when they're saying this because they're not used to just flat-out lying to people. And, again, a lot of folks up there have been threatened that if you don't start toeing the line for Hillary, you're going to be thrown off the air. And that's what could make Trump, if he's not successful in this election, if he's robbed, start a successful new Fox, because they're killing it on purpose. So that opens a vacuum for something more like Fox News. Not that Fox is perfect, but a lot better, obviously, than CNN. Well, not anymore. Here's Rudolph Giuliani pointing out, hey, she looks sick. She doesn't look well.
I also point out several signs of illness by her. What you got to do is go online.
Her campaign and a number of people defending her saying there's nothing factual to the claims about her health and that's speculation at best.
Well, so go online and put down Hillary Clinton illness. Take a look at the videos for yourself.
And, of course, how does the New York Times respond? Because we've been saying Google Hillary Clinton illness. Google Hillary Clinton blood clot. Hillary Clinton brain tumor. Hillary Clinton Parkinson's. Hillary Clinton doctors. And we have the New York Times coming out saying it's time to censor and not let you see what's being said or what's being done. Isn't that just cute? Because they're keeping an eye on things. And they're going to make sure as an adult, because they're the adults, you're the child. No matter how old you are, you can be 100 years old. The New York Times is conscious. They're intellectuals. They know what you're allowed to see. And so they're going to delist things. Working with Google, the White House already admits they've been doing this with Google, to just make sure you can't find that stuff. That's not totalitarianism. That's not corruption. That's not a problem. Meanwhile, they're weaponizing the whole race baiting more than ever. And when racist groups of black people beat up whites on basically a daily basis, the media covers it up, which then only exacerbates it more and makes people think that's normal and good to do. Now, if the Ku Klux Klan was running around beating up or shooting or attacking black people out of the clear blue, it should be on the news, it should be wrong, they should be prosecuted. That's not a good thing to do. But see, it's okay because they're trying to foment racial division in, quote, minority groups that make up the broken strategy of all the minorities together making the new majority under the Democratic Party, who formerly ran the KKK and is now just shifting that strategy. And that's why we have Joe Biden. Not just Kane, Hillary's VP pick, but Joe Biden just last year saying whites will be a majority, a minority. Whites will be a minority in 2017, and that's a good thing. It wouldn't matter if we made politics about issues and ideas and free market and about better policies and more constitutional policies. But see, they're making it all about race. And now saying the minorities are going to vote racially for policies against the minority. The essence of classism and racism. The textbook definition. But it's okay because it's Joe Biden. Let's play that clip.
Not only are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities. And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America.
And most of them elderly.
From then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength. And so...
All right. Now, in Europe, it's even worse, where they say whites are inherently bad. It's good the Muslims are raping our women, you know, the Green Party and all those folks. And women don't wear short skirts. It's your fault. We're going to make you take Sharia classes. It's actually happening so that you can submit. Now, again, they claim it's all colorblind. Martin Luther King. Whites sit there and demilitarize the whole situation. And then the Democrats just flip the script completely over and now turn it into race and will now base it on racial politics by minorities against whites. But, of course, the minorities really won't get anything in that equation except rhetoric that makes them feel good. I'm going to skip this network break because I want to have time to get to this next clip. And that is Mark Dice. This video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please don't just go watch the video if you're a radio listener. We're also simulcast TV, Infowars.com/show, to find all the free feeds and podcasts and everything right now. Send this out to everyone. Because imagine, they've done studies. Most of the white people in this country today come from white immigrants who got here after slavery was banned. In fact, I should do a video with the actual numbers. But more people, it's a fact, you can just search engine it until I guess Google delists it. More people came into the U.S. after 1867 who were white than had come here before. A larger population came in than was already here. Had nothing to do with slavery from Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, Europe, you name it. And it was England at the time, starting in the 1820s, that banned slavery and was attacking ships all over the world and was at war sometimes with more than 10 countries at once to end slavery. But you notice everybody says England invented slavery because England ended slavery. It's upside down world, folks. England was actually attacking U.S. ships at times. That's why the importation of slaves stopped by 1800 or even earlier, because England would attack you. Because the evil white Christian abolitionists in England that would burn buildings down if you didn't ban it. Now, the Muslims were doing it in dozens of countries till the 1960s. Two Muslim countries still have slavery, but it's okay because it's their culture. You cannot make this stuff up. But again, it's the ignorant, dumbed-down population. So you got Joe Biden spouting all his racist garbage, all his balkanization, divide-and-conquer garbage. So that minorities, who are the majority now, by the way, in most areas, don't call for a piece of the pie. Don't call for a level playing field. Don't call for their basic rights of due process and free market and things that will make you happy and successful historically. No, no, no. It's your racial identity, and you're going to be represented by your local racial leader and the Democrats that pat you on the head. Which then forces whites into a race-based system to defend themselves. And then the government, like a prison warden, manages the prison with everyone segregated. This is an admitted Roman program, 2,000 plus years old. But the public doesn't read history books, do they? The British called it the Great Game. You might want to look into it. It's how they controlled India. A couple thousand British controlled tens of millions of people with divide and conquer. And like, well, Indians all kind of look alike. Well, actually, they don't. It's a diverse country. No, they played different tribes and religions off against each other, and it was the exact same deal. So I know I harp on this. There's a reason we've got weaponized media pushing this and why it's so good that Donald Trump is crashing through all of it, unifying us around religious rights and free market and sovereignty and the right to defense and the right to contract. The Renaissance versus the globalist program that is just a repeat of the Middle Ages. So here it is. Imagine a tax cut. See, not a tax cut for veterans because you went and sacrificed and did something and no matter what color you are, you went and did it, so you get a break on taxes to go to college. I'm all for that. When you've done something special, when you've put something on the line, but not because you're white, not because you're black. Oh, but remember Bernie Sanders said, white people don't know what it's like. We cue that up later. To be poor. There are massive numbers statistically of whites in the poverty category than blacks. Now, blacks have a higher percentage of poverty, obviously, because it's a lower population, but it's not anywhere near the general number. It is the most crazy statement ever, and everybody knows that. We went out on the street and talked to people, especially black folks, who are like, that's ridiculous. So there's not many poor white people. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. That's ridiculous. But again, this is the attack on common sense. And so you go to people and you say, oh, because someone's black, they're now going to get this, when most of the white people that came to this country have no connection to slavery. And then if you go back to the people that were here, 2% of Southerners, 2% of Southern families had, quote, slaves. So half or more were never even here during this. Then you've got 2% of those that were here, and then now you're supposed to pay reparations, which isn't going to even help anybody. It's all designed to create this wealth redistribution system so that the globalists have us totally dependent. And so people dream of wealth redistribution instead of dreaming of starting their own business. This is how you kill the free market. Let's play part of this Mark Dice report.
President Obama has announced that he's going to be giving African Americans a 10% tax break just to try to help heal the racial wounds that you guys have experienced over the years. Just getting people's comments to this news this morning.
I don't know. I'm just hearing it. And if he feels that's what he wants to do, it's okay with me.
Are you looking forward to saving some money on your income taxes, being a person of color?
Sure. Why not? You know, I mean, it's been a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of heartache in the past, and I'm not going back to everything that happened, but...
Do you think 10% is enough? A lot of people were suggesting that it should have been 20% tax break.
I think at this point, anything that's given is significant.
Good enough, at least. It's a start, you think?
Yes.
10%? Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
I think it's a great thing. I mean, obviously, there's been a big divide with the whole judicial system and just kind of like the whole cop situation, all the riots you've been having.
Probably the least we can do.
Do you think maybe it should have been like a 25% tax break instead, or should he increase the tax break?
I mean, yeah, he could. I don't think it would be unjustified to say that he could do that. I think it's pretty equal.
You think it was about time for that equality measure to be put in place to give the black people a tax break?
I mean, it's a step in the right direction.
Two words. Black Lives Matter.
Big news this morning, Obama's new tax break for POC, people of color. 10% tax break for African-Americans and Latinos.
Let's go ahead and say this now. The full report is up on Infowars.com, and I was about to talk to Daria in the control room when she popped in my ear and said, you know, Russia didn't abolish slavery until the 1860s, and that was the czars, who were really German royalty or Hungarian royalty, Transylvanian royalty, if you want to get technical, same family as the House of Windsor. That's a fake name. And I was going to mention Germany, though. Some Austrian-Hungarian provinces in Germany didn't end slavery till 1882, if memory serves. I think it was Bismarck, but we'll look it up. Those were white slaves. In fact, you had the name Schwartz. It meant slave. Schwarzenegger. It means black, suntan from being outside. But we're going to come back to Daria in a moment, who I would imagine from Russia, most of the people in Russia were serfs, was the name in Russia, slaves. So does she get reparations from Russians today, even though most of them were slaves as well? I mean, it's just the ignorance of the public is unbelievable that only black people were ever slaves. Because that's what Hollywood wants you to think. Sharecroppers, indentured servants. It goes on and on. We'll be right back. Penal colonies, Australia.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil